MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, December 8, 2025. State police are investigating a shooting on Route 128, and plans for Essex School to be discussed. Sunny, windy, low 20s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:26 p.m. WFXT-TV reports a shooting closed a highway rest stop in Beverly overnight. According to state police, around 1 a.m., troopers were called to investigate an incident at the Beverly rest area on Route 128. Preliminary information indicates that a suspect fired shots at another vehicle after a verbal altercation. Massachusetts State Police and Beverly Police were on the scene earlier this morning, and the plaza was shut down for about 4 hours. A truck was also towed from the scene, and a witness told Boston 25 News that he thinks the truck was also shot at. There are no injuries to report, and the shooting remains under investigation. Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, the public may weigh in this week on Manchester Essex Regional School District's Essex Elementary School building project and its tentative $35 million budget for fiscal year 2027. According to the agenda, discussions will take place about existing conditions at the Essex School, a review of potential sites for a new school, and a preliminary review of the district's alternatives to renovate or add on to the existing school or to build new. State officials have deemed Essex Elementary is close to being out of options to address its structural issues. The community meeting to be held at Manchester Memorial Elementary School, 43 Lincoln Street, in Manchester by the Sea, will be preceded by in-person tours of Memorial Elementary School to show what a new elementary school in Essex could look like, beginning at 4:30 p.m. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Dave Rogers reports in the Newburyport Daily News. In Salisbury, local police are asking for the public's help for more information regarding a crash Thursday afternoon that saw a motorist strike a 14-year-old girl on Bridge Road. About 5:30 p.m., police and firefighters responded to Salisbury Square after the teen was hit by a car. Salisbury Police Lieutenant Richard Delaria is quoted as saying, "We're looking for anyone who was driving around the area at the time of the crash. The victim, who police would not identify or say where she lives, was transported to an area hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The driver remained at the scene and cooperated with police." And Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, the executive director of Beverly Main Streets, Inc. will depart the organization on December 17 to take on a new role at Plummer Youth Promise in Salem. Erin Truex has been with Main Streets for about 2 years during what she called a critical time of transition for the organization. Main Streets was facing an uncertain financial future and was doing its best to stay afloat, according to Truex. She came on as a consultant to help make it financially viable and is happy to report that it now is. Truex decided to leave when she received an opportunity at Plummer Youth Promise, where she will become the Director of Development and Communications. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, St. John's Prep lost to Xaverian 41-35 in the MIAA Division I Super Bowl game Saturday night at Gillette Stadium. The Prep lost just two games this season, and both of them were to Xaverian, and the Hawks won their third straight Super Bowl. This will be a quiet week in North Shore sports. Today marks the start of the second week of high school winter sports preseason workouts. Most teams will start games next week. Salem State men's basketball team will host Curry tonight at 6. The Celtics beat the Raptors in Toronto last night, 121-113. Their next game is Thursday night in Milwaukee. And the Bruins were off yesterday. They play in St. Louis tomorrow night. Patriots, off this weekend, will host the Bills this Sunday afternoon. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, our own Bills, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.